the house so dark, Marilla?
Oh, that's something I intend to ask Miss Anne Shirley. I told her to be sure and have tea ready by 5 o'clock. I got back from the ladies' aid meeting to find the fire out and no food prepared.
Well, I hope nothing's happened.
Oh, she's gadding off somewhere with Diana, writing stories or some such tomfoolery, and never thinking once about her chores. I don't care if Miss Stacy does say she's the brightest child she ever knew. Her head is still filled with nonsense. Ah, but there, now I'm talking about Anne the way Rachel Lynde does. Anne's got her faults, goodness knows. But Rachel Lynde would pick faults in the angel Gabriel himself if he lived in Avonlea.
Now that's true.
Just the same, Anne had no business leaving the house like this. I never knew her to be so disobedient and untrustworthy before.
Well, now, perhaps you're judging her too hasty, Marilla. Don't call her untrustworthy until you're sure she has disobeyed you. Maybe it can all be explained. Anne's a great hand at explaining.
Of course, you'll take her part, Matthew Cuthbert. But I'm bringing her up, not you.